Blog Talk Radio.
So praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's a beautiful day. It's hot on my side. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. God is good, God is good, God is good. And we thank him for this day. Truly, this is the day that he has made, and we will rejoice in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our God is good. Hallelujah. And his mercy is everlasting. Hallelujah. And we thank him. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. Prayer first. And it's like the dew in the morning. Hallelujah. When we commune with our Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to his name. It's something about the mornings. The mornings are so peaceful and so serene. I remember when I was home, I used to love the way the sun would come up over the water. And my son and I, we would sit up on the balcony early in the morning and just watch the sun just come up over the water. And then we would see one car, then another car, and another car as the morning began to give way, the night began to give way to the morning, and then the speeding of the day with the people just zooming on by. But every once in a while, every now and then, we need to stop and look and give appreciation for what we just dismissed. The sun coming up, it has done that since it was swung into the heavens. It has not failed. That's wonderful. God made it so, and it has not fallen off a track. The sun rise and the night give way to the brightness of the day has not changed. Oh, I thank the Lord for the things that he have around us to remind us of his goodness, his kindness, his love that he has for us. When we see the dew in the morning, oh, look at this, all on my shoes. Don't get your feet wet. We don't stop and think what it is. Look it up. And see, and what it denotes. Hallelujah. And when you think about how the dew just come and rest down as God gives us blessings that we take for granted. We're often so busy reaching for this and reaching for that and not stopping and thanking God for what we have. It's so, so amazing when you stop and you think about what God has done and is doing. When we would just give our bodies basic thought, it would just blow your mind. And you know that there was no way that you came about without consideration. It was planned. And the details, and the depth of thought that God had when he made man, it is a wonder. And I know that some of us may be going through a lot of things, some hard things. Stop inhale and just thank God for his presence. We want his presence more than anything. And the dew reminds us of this presence. Amen. Amen. Just think about it. Hallelujah. And think about the fact that he allows us and he wants us to walk him in our presence more than anything. He wants us to want him and want his presence. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about the Almighty God. He wants you. Are love. He, God, loves you. Say it. God loves me. Say it. God loves me. Yes, he does. And I pray that you feel it and you hold to it. It's not a feeling, but every once in a while, you just need to feel down in your sanctified soul. Amen. Hallelujah. That I know without a doubt, it's my faith, but I know it. There is something on the inside. Ah, oh, hallelujah. That he has worked to reassure me that he's with me, and I have his word. And when I read his word, something on the inside bow down to what it's saying. Hallelujah. We're talking about the word of God. God is just so good. And when we realize how much he loves us and how much he really cares, I think that a lot would be different in our lives. Hallelujah. I was just thinking a lot of times we don't trust God enough to do for us. We figure we have to do it. Because when we think, let's be honest, of God doing for us, so many, not everyone. We think of going through hard times. You think of, you just think that God's just not going to do it right. He's going to give you something that's going to burden you down, and you're going to have to go through this, and you're going to have to do this, and da 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 da. I can just get out and make it happen for myself like I want it to be. We need to repent. The scripture says, I know the plans that I have for you. They're good plans, and they're not of evil. Hallelujah. So we have to rest in that. Even when he doesn't give us what we want, like we want it, how we want, he knows the plans. And those, there again, they're well thought out plans. Well thought out plans. And yes, there are processes that we have to go through from time to time. Yet at the end, if we don't fight, not disobedience, cry out to him and ask him for help, you'll be surprised. It will blow your mind. So stay encouraged. Stay encouraged. Stay encouraged. It's a wonderful thing. Now let's talk about our friends who have suffered tornadoes. Oh my Lord. Storms are just resting over states and these United States. Oh, my God, our fellow Americans are going through so much. And we ask the Lord to just calm the tornadoes and calm the storms and allow the water to remember their boundaries. Hallelujah. Save lives, spare lives, Almighty God. And those that have lost everything, we ask the Lord to replace it with greater. Hallelujah. And I know so many memories have gone down the rivers and the streets and water. We ask God to give, to keep the memories locked into the heart. And if possible, that there will be able to find some of their memories. Hallelujah. For one thing, we pray that God will allow them to remember one thing, the most important. You were there with them all the time. You saved their lives. And we thank you. And we pray for the family of those who lost their lives. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'd like to just take a moment to just say thank you for all those who tune in and tune in now and who will tune in the future. God bless you and thank you so much. My prayer is that something will be said that will make a difference in your life. Hallelujah. Now we will go, as we always do, to our scriptures. Hallelujah. Psalms 1. Blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the shaft which the wind driveth away. Psalms 1, 1 through 4. Hallelujah. And we'll go to Psalms 3. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. Psalms 3. Okay, listen. Lord, how are they that increase, that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in the Lord. Selah. In God, Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. I cry unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. I lay me down and slept. I awake, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves around about me. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongs unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul. So, isn't that good? Hallelujah. But it is the Lord God who sustained his people. Proverbs 29, starting at, we're just going to do the 11th verse. A fool utters all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it all. A fool utters all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till all after. A wise man utters all his mind, but
We're going to get this one right, because it's for someone. A fool utters all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterward. When he shares it, it's after it's all said and done. After it's all been accomplished. Don't be so quick and anxious to share so much. A fool does that, and that's according to the word of God. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for that. Hallelujah. We're going to read Psalm 123 and 125. Wait on the Lord. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes. O thou that dwellest in the heavens, behold, as the eye of servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eye of a maiden to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God until that he has mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us. For we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease and with the contempt of the pride. 25 Psalm. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abide forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth even forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hand unto iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their heart. As for such as turn aside unto the crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity, but peace shall be upon Israel. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalms 27, which is kind of all over this morning in the Psalms. Hallelujah. Psalms 27. Psalms 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desire of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his provision. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy upon me and answer me. When thou sayest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my mother and my father forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over to the will of mine enemies, for false witness are risen up against me, as such as breath out cruelty. I have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good, my brothers and my sisters. God is good, and he loves us. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 7:14. You know we can't do anything without reading that one. Hallelujah. It reminds us that we, even when we see things that are seeming so crazy, we just stop and we just pray. And remember that we have authority that we can use. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Father, I do thank you for your word. And I do pray that it settles deep into our souls and bear, that we may bear much fruit for thee, Almighty God. Saturate us. Hallelujah. We want your presence more than anything, Father God. And your word brings us into your presence. Prayer brings us into your presence. We long and hunger for your presence. We need your presence. And we want your presence. According to the authority of your word, we ask that we remain in your presence. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. More than silver and gold, your presence, Almighty God. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 7:13-14. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and will heal their land. Hallelujah. Remember our responsibility. Hallelujah. And we as children of God can make a difference. Hallelujah. But we have to be willing and obedient to do what God has required us to do. And here he said, if we humble ourselves and pray and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways, then will he hear from heaven and will forgive our sins and he will heal our land. Amen. Our Father is good. We have authority in this earth that was given and granted to us by our Father. Jesus said, greater power that you have, that you'll have, greater power. But there are, you just can't do what you want to do, say what you want to say, be what you want to be, and tell God to fit into our box. We are the ones who are in his kingdom, who are born again with a new DNA. The old man has passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You are a child of the Most High God. You are a child of the Most High God. You are a child of the Most High God. Now let's see if we can read some of Isaiah 50. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Most High God. You are a child of the Most High God. Hallelujah. We imitate our Father. I love Isaiah 50 and 51, but I'm going to read 50. I ask you to read the whole, the two chapters, and just take your time, read it, and take your time and read it. And it's so good. But I'll just emphasize 50, 10, and 11. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Behold, all you that kindle a fire, that compress yourselves with sparks, walk in the light of your fire and in the sparks that you have kindled. This shall ye have of my hand. Ye shall lie down in sorrow. Please, want to please God. Desire to please God. God's will, God's way, and God's plan. We get in sync with God. We get into the flow with God. We flow with him. We're in harmony with him. We're in peace with him. That is our desire. That is our desire. And when we do that, and when we do that, and when we do that, a lot will change. As I said, I just love Isaiah and Isaiah 50. But I ask you to read the two chapters. Just allow that to be your meditating scriptures for the week. Challenge you on that one. And then begin to study it. Study these two. Oh, my goodness. I'll just jump to four for a moment. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He waketh morning by morning. He waketh my ears to hear as the learned. The Lord God has opened my eyes, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. It's rich. It really, really, really is rich. We have so much that God has given us, the wonderful, his wonderful written word. And let's not even talk about our Savior. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. I just thank the Lord for his mercy and his grace. And we're coming to the close, and I'll pray that, Father, that you would lead us and guide us throughout this week, protect us and shield us, Almighty God. Guide our steps, Almighty God. Hallelujah. We give you glory, and we ask that we never leave your sight, and we're always in your presence. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. God is so good. Numbers 6:24. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Jude, I love this, I love this, I love this, I love this. Jude 1:24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. And so we meet again at the appointed place, at the appointed time. Be in the peace and the love of God. May it flow from you. Remember God's way, God's time, and God's plan. Hallelujah. Flow. Hallelujah. in the love of God. Hallelujah. May he keep you in perfect peace. The love of God, the peace of God, go with you and be with you, my brothers and my sisters. Love you. Don't forget the challenge. This is Pastor Margaret Lee. Until we meet next week, God bless.